Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Rich Galen's here. Rich is a good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, more than 12 years. Now, as a member of our Brain Trust, he is the publisher, the writer, and the chief information officer over at Mullings.com, the twice-weekly cyber column that you need to know about. He's our good friend, Rich Galen. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. It's nice to be with you.
Good to have you back, as always. Hey, Rich, how many times have you heard me say, in the Olympic blood sport of politics, the Republicans aren't as good as the Democrats?
A lot.
And have I ever not been correct?
No, you have never not been correct.
In that particular
thing.
I'm not trying to answer
that because there's too many negatives at this time of the day.
on that particular issue, the reason he paused, folks, was he was afraid he was giving me a blanket approval for everything. But no, just on that particular thing. So once again, the Republicans found a way to snap. Now here, at a moment when everything the most important thing that Obama's ever done in his life was going to be put on display for all to see, good, bad, and ugly, the Republicans found a way to snatch defeat from the jaws of victory, didn't they?
Yep. All they had to do to be successful, Republicans, was nothing.
Yeah.
All they had to do was nothing. And they couldn't stop themselves from just getting themselves into a political and PR mess. And lost a once in a century chance to allow a program that they have such a distaste for and so widely detest to collapse of its own weight, and they screwed it up.
And they not only snatched defeat from the jaws of victory, they handed the victory to Obama, President Obama.
Yeah, that's right. They went out of their way to make sure they picked up the victory that they had dropped and handed and took it over to the White House.
You know, Rich, have you ever seen, I know you've seen this, where a punting team in a football game, the team that's punting, the ball hits the ground and is rolling toward the other end zone, right? It's rolling in the right direction for that team. And all the guys who are covering the punt are waving their arms, get away from the ball, get away from the ball.
Right.
So it'll roll, so it won't hit one of them before it rolls where they want it to go, right? The Republicans should have been all around Obamacare and waving their arms and said, get away, don't say anything else, don't talk about anything else. If they had done that, then Obamacare would have been the only thing on the radar when it rolled out. And now, unbelievably, as you know, Rich, Obamacare polling went up.
Yeah. And I mean, and when you put it in the context of the other issues the president has failed on this summer, Edward Snowden is, as I wrote the other day, is sitting in Moscow or somewhere drinking, for all we know, vodka with maraschino cherries. The Egyptian military pulled off a coup and threw out the elected president, Morsi.
Right.
We had the whole Syria thing that was just going belly up, and then Obamacare, and we Republicans successfully took all of those things and put them in the closet and locked the door behind them, so that they could make sure everybody focused on their own dysfunction. Do I sound bitter at all?
Rich, even if you have no dog in this fight at all, if you were totally agnostic as to any particular side, well, this you would look at this and you'd say, you know, I don't know who the Republicans are, but they don't look like they're very smart. You would say that, wouldn't you?
Yeah, right. That's exactly right.
So what do you?
You and I sort of disagree on the whole concept of an Obamacare. We don't disagree on this Obamacare.
Yeah.
We think it's hideous. But you know, for my son is like me. He's the Higgs boson of the American of the American economy. A one man company.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he can't get any smaller than that, other than being a no person holding company. But you know, that's held by some other competitor. But we were talking about this the other day, and he said, "How am I supposed to plan for next year? I can't get on. He's going to need
that's right.
Under California and federal law, he's going to have to go to an exchange. It's he and his wife and two little girls. He's already paying close to $1,000 a month in premiums. That's going to go up. But he said, I can't make the first plan for next year because I don't know if my premiums are going to be $4,000 a month, if I'm going to have a $10,000 copay. I mean, I have no idea whether I've got to, you know, salt away cash in case, God forbid, I need that. I mean,
yep.
How is this one guy like me supposed to plan for next year?
Well, you met my wife. She's, you know, she's sharper than the average bear. She's been trying to get onto the website, and she has been trying for 2 weeks to complete the process, and she can't get it done.
Yeah, right.
So anyway, I want to talk about that in a minute. But back to the politics of this thing.
Yeah.
How I don't understand how the smartest there are some smart guys in the Republican Party up there. How did they let Cruz and some of the guys in the House, Tea Party guys, whom I have a great affinity for, I admire most of their principles. How did they let those guys take this thing hostage?
I think you have to go all the way back to the period right after Republicans took over the House of Representatives after the elections of 2010. And you may remember the whole thing about the grand bargain.
Right.
It was that Boehner was trying to put together with the president, and the Speaker was trying to put together with the president. And they came oh so close, and then each side blamed the other of moving the goalposts. That was the metaphor du jour.
Right.
And I think at that point, the Tea Party freshmen, remember that we took over, we won 63 seats, wholly on the basis of Obamacare.
Yeah.
That was the only issue that year. And then we forgot about it. But the Tea Party freshmen, the however many guys there are, 30, 40, 50, depending
right.
upon the issue, they never trusted the president again, and they didn't trust Boehner all that much again.
Right.
And so this was just kind of the last straw in that evolutionary chain, to mix two metaphors. And I think on Boehner's side, he was left. I mean, he really didn't want to bring legislation to the floor that required Democrats to pass it. I mean, the Hastert rule
that's usually a loser, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right, because then they effectively control the floor.
Right.
But over time, the whip operation wasn't that good. Kevin McCarthy of California.
Yeah.
So there was just a lot of things that went into this that just led us down. We were on this path, you know, 4 years ago.
Yeah, well, what they should have told their constituents was, guys, I know you elected us to avoid, to get rid of Obamacare, but the best way to do that now is to just be quiet for a while. That's what they should have said, but they didn't. And consequently, they got burned. 20 after, right back with Rich Galen, Mulling.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.